Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. I want to come back to Chris Cantwell's belief that the human race is doomed. We can do that here in a little bit. Again, our number is 855-450-FREE. And, of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. It's totally free. And also, before we get back into your calls and thoughts, we do have some folks on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So once again, that's lrn.fm. You can connect with us on Skype. We'll get to your thoughts here in a moment. I want to welcome our newest weeknight affiliate, listeners of Jackson's very own News Talk 970 WKHM. They are now on board for our third hour during weeknights. So welcome. If you're in Jackson, you're just now tuning in, likely, if you're listening to WKHM. So you have not heard the discussions we've been having previously on the program. But, well, I just wanted to say hello. Welcome, you guys. If actually you're a WKHM listener, you may already be familiar with Free Talk Live because we've been on for a good part of a decade, at least 5 years down there in Jackson or up there in Jackson, depending on your perspective.
On the weekend.
So, yeah, it's been a Saturday show affiliate for a long time. They've taken all 3 hours of our Saturday show, and now we are live all five nights of the weeknights for 1 hour per night. So again, welcome aboard.
Welcome to the party, pal.
And you can John McLean. And you can call into the show. You can bring up anything you want. That's kind of the point of Free Talk Live. So those of you that are new to the program, you're welcome to join us here at 855-450-FREE as we go to your calls and thoughts. Nathan is on the line in Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, everyone.
Hi there.
I wanted to ask Chris Cantwell about his article that he wrote about the individuals that were at Liberty Forum.
Yeah.
So
the individuals. The incident that we had Damon and Ashley, who are allegedly the people behind defoo.org, were just sort of the free domain radio people who were doxing, releasing personal information about free domain radio listeners.
I'm really trying to make this term Dashley stick. I just want you to focus. Not Damon and Ashley. Dashley.
Okay.
Both of those are not their real names, by the way.
Right. So, okay. What was your question about the article?
Okay, so in the article, you kind of made an offhand mention toward certain people that you don't like, that you think should be ostracized, like left libertarians or something. And then you also tried to recall a quote from Hans Hermann Hoppe. I actually have it. It's the one where he was talking about excluding people from communities in order to maintain a, quote, libertarian order, unquote.
Okay, I think you're talking about my podcast. This is not in the article, but go ahead.
Right, but the link between them is that this. It sounds like you have this idea that ostracism is not something that should be limited to criminals, which is there's something I've gone back and forth on. Because a lot of libertarians say, well, if there's murderers or thieves, you shouldn't put them in jail. You should ostracize them. But that leaves the question, or that raises the question. Well, what about people who are nonviolent, who are nevertheless making things difficult, or to what extent should people who are nonviolent but maybe what they're doing is, making it hard for the community to exist or whatever.
Right.
So, for example, Molyneux, I don't know if you've seen this lately, but Molyneux's been on kind of a religion, a theme of praising religion. And one of the things he likes about it.
Someone's just tuning into the show.
Yeah.
Because Chris Cantwell actually mentioned that earlier tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, thanks for recapping.
He approves of excluding people, like, for example, single moms. He brings up a lot. People that he thinks would make society very hard to live in, even though they haven't hurt anyone or initiated violence. And I was wondering if you could clear that up. Is that what you think?
In my book, I mean, ostracism is at the end of the day simple free association. You're making a decision whether or not you want to associate with a person or not. You're gonna, and if enough people in the society decide to disassociate with somebody, then you can say that they've been ostracized or exiled from the society, right? I ostracize people all of the time for nonviolent, non-criminal things. I block people from commenting on my Facebook page. I block people on Facebook. I tell people, get the F out of my face. I don't like you. I don't want to be around you. And that's all things that are happening in the context context of nonviolence.
But doesn't ostracism take selecting who you want to associate with to a more extreme level? Like, for instance, if you were to ostracize somebody and they were to come into your store and want to buy something, true ostracism would be to tell that person to get out of the store, whereas to simply say you don't want to associate with someone, you may still want that person to come and buy your product.
Well, I would say that you're refusing to do business with them. I mean, whatever. I mean, you could say that there's levels of ostracism too, right?
Okay.
But I'm fundamentally saying that anybody can choose to have whatever level of association with somebody that they want for any reason whatsoever. I mean, we were getting into the other day talking about this Indiana bill, and they want a religious exemption to kick gays out of their stores or whatever. Well, I don't think that that's like the best idea in the world or anything like that. But if people want to ostracize people because they're homosexuals, I mean, that's their value system. They're allowed to do that. Whatever an individual's reason for doing that is what an individual decides to do. And if enough individuals within a society deem a behavior to be unfit for that society, then you can collectively ostracize a person from a society for literally anything. I talk about, when I'm talking about crime, when I'm talking about thieves and murderers and rapists and people who assault. Now, that's a situation where you can use force against that person. That I'm not going to ostracize somebody who's trying to mug me for my wallet. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pull out my gun and I'm going to kill him. So, you know, ostracism is the nonviolent way of dealing with nonviolent problems.
Well, that's good. That's a good point. And it is true. There are different levels of ostracism. Like, for example, returning to Molyneux, he really loves Downton Abbey. And on Downton Abbey, they ostracize, I think, a single mother who, like, they don't completely ban her. Like, she can still buy things or whatever. But, like, she's excluded from polite society, so to speak.
Yeah.
And I think that's really where the controversy in this is coming from. Not from the violent people, but because you're talking about people making choices, like, you know, independent choices. Like, you know, whether to have a child or whether to, you know, live in a commune or whatever. And the idea is that, and the controversial aspect, I guess, is that by advocating these ideas, you're going to either lead to crime or cause crime or disruption. So, for example, Molyneux would say, well, if you have a single mom, the kids will grow up and they'll commit crimes and that affects me. So it's kind of a... it's kind of a meta argument. It's saying that something's not a crime, but it'll cause crime or cause something to happen.
So I don't think that Molyneux is outright calling for everybody to ostracize every single mother or anything like that. But he's fundamentally saying to, like, guys, like, if you're thinking about getting involved in this woman, you better think twice about it, because what's the situation that got her to be a single mother? And the guys make some really important points about family and the relationship, and I do think that there's a certain need. You know, we talk about the moral decay of human society, and it's a lot of times it's relating to force. But I mean, he's got a point that it does come back to the family. I mean, this is where you learn to create your relationships and that sort of thing. And I do, like, look, I'm a guy who's, like, done drugs and had sex with prostitutes and done all sorts of, like, crazy sexual things. But, like, I am realizing that, like, some of these, you know, sexual moral values are, like, sort of important. They're the fabric of human society. And part of the reason that we're getting to the point that we're at right now is because those values have completely faded away. That, you know, the leftists, the Marxists, the communists, they all said, hey, we're all going to have free love, and this was part of the mission to destroy the family unit, and it has succeeded, and that's part of the problem that we have here. So, like I said, I don't think he's talking about, you know, exiling every single mother or anything like that, but he's saying to people, you know, start evaluating these things when you decide to make your choices in relationships, right?
Right. I mean, in the Scarlet Letter, that was actually the plot, which was that the single mother had to wear a big red letter A and be ostracized. So it does sound to me, though, like he does
the single mother. Wasn't the Scarlet Letter about an adulteress?
Well, her husband was presumed dead at the time, but then came back to, like, showed up later. So it was sort of I guess it was adultery, technically.
That's what the A stood
that's
for.
That's what the A stood for. Yeah.
Right. So,
and it also talked about the sort of the unfairness of it. Like, she was obviously an adulteress because she was pregnant, whereas the guy who with whom she committed adultery, the preacher man, he never had anything happen to him. So there's the, you know, one of these things is it shows sort of the disparity. When one brings down sexual crimes, one's usually bringing them down on women as opposed to men.
Nathan, thanks for the call tonight. We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-4. Free. free. And Chris Cantwell touched on it, I think, again there a moment ago, that the human race is doomed. And we can come back to that larger discussion here in a moment. But again, you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE and join us on Skype like Nathan did. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. More on the way shortly.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free to share your thoughts with us about whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Before we go back to your phone calls and thoughts, Mark, tell me about LegalZoom.
Yeah, if you're looking to get all kinds of common legal documents. You can do it at LegalZoom.com, and you can do it for a lot less. I'm talking about things like leases and deed transfers, divorces, pet protection, immigration, wills, DUIs, living trusts, living wills, trademarks, patents, whatever you might need in the course of your life to deal with these folks calling themselves the government, or just regular folks. Many times you need legal documents for them, too. Just go to LegalZoom.com. You can use coupon code FTL and save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com.
All right, let's go to the phones and your calls and thoughts. Mike is in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris Cantwell, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead, Mike.
So the last time I called in, I talked to Mark and Chris. I was talking about having a judge's decision overturned, and specifically, like in New Hampshire, when I was living there, on May 18th of 2010, the state of New Hampshire lifted the ban on switchblade knives and completely abolished the knife law. So no
yes.
law exists now in New Hampshire for knives. So what I was calling in about was kind of what Virgil was talking about, doing something that is completely illegal and there's no statute saying you can't do it, but being found guilty. Now, in a case like what I brought up last time with Chris and Mark was, let's say in New Hampshire, you were carrying a switchblade knife on you, and a police officer saw it, and even though it's legal, he arrests you, he says, tell it to the judge, I say it's completely legal, you go to court, and now the judge says, even though it's legal, I personally, he doesn't actually say this to you, we're going to make an example out of you, and you're found guilty now. And now you take it to an appeals court saying, you know, this is completely legal. The appeals court judge now says, I feel the same way. We're going to find you guilty on a law that doesn't really exist. And in a case like what Virgil was doing, he was panhandling. There was no law or statute saying he couldn't do it. But yet, because the judge had a personal agenda here, or he doesn't like what he was doing, he was found guilty.
I think that the issue that you're bringing up is a fundamentally separate issue from what happened with Virgil. They okay. incorrectly applied the law. You're talking about a situation, what you called in about previously, was they're literally bringing charges on you that don't exist. It's perfectly reasonable to assume that they will misapply laws, right? So he's talking about a situation, you know, in New Hampshire they're going to charge you with possession of a switchblade, even though possession of a switchblade is not a law in New Hampshire. Now that's, to my understanding, I'm not saying that it's completely like outside the bounds of reality, but generally when we hear about somebody being convicted of a crime they didn't commit, or a thing that shouldn't be a crime, I mean, they're applying some statute. When you go before a judge, the way that system works and the way it's still pretty well structured to function today for all of its flaws, they have to actually say this is the law that you broke.
Right. They have to have the RSA, as they call them here in New Hampshire, on the charging document.
Yeah, and I have never heard of a situation where they're charging you with a statute that fundamentally does not exist. If that is happening anywhere in the world, I'm really interested to hear
they
about it.
They certainly have what they call catch-all charges, like
right.
disorderly conduct
or
resisting arrest and things like that.
Disobeying an official.
Yeah, they can find something like that in most cases to charge somebody with if they want to charge somebody. But, you know, to say they could just write possession of a switchblade down on a complaint without actually citing the statute number, I agree with
yeah.
Chris. That's just not likely to ever occur.
I don't know that it's unlikely to ever occur. I mean, nothing ever surprises me with these people. Like, I wouldn't be surprised to see at some point in the dystopian future of America a situation where a police officer literally just says, I don't like that, and that's literally what you're charged with. But that's not, to my knowledge, functioning like that anywhere in America today.
Well, I mean, I do see what you're saying, and while I agree it's highly unlikely, I would still say it's not outside the realm of possibility it could happen, because you take, for instance, you get a ticket, you know, a cop pulls you over, and you have, you know, these boxes that he checks off, okay, you know, tinted windows, headlight out, and then it says down the bottom, other. Well, he can put whatever the hell he wants on that, and then you go to court, and then they can just put something on you that, you know, there's no law, but yet to make an example out of you, to crack down on you like the state always does, they're just going to throw something. I mean, I'm just saying it's not outside the realm of possibility.
I would agree with you. It's not outside the realm of possibility.
Anything literally, look, this is just a bunch of people doing stuff. So, I mean, like I said, it is. You're absolutely correct. It's not entirely outside the realm of possibility. But generally speaking, like, I will give that much credit to the system of checks and balances as it presently stands, that if a police officer writes you a ticket and in other he writes F you, and then you go to the court and the judge is like, oh, the cop wrote down F you. I don't see that in my statutes, but hey, you know what? You look like a jerk, so I'm just going to fine you. And then you go to another court and the other court is like, I agree with these guys. You suck. And, you know, I mean,
they have to have some level of legitimacy in order for them to get away with this scam, in order for them to get away with breaking their own laws. They still have to have the semblance or the appearance as though they are following the law.
But what he's ultimately describing is like when Not Sure gets charged in Idiocracy, right? Like, if you've seen that documentary film.
Great movie.
documentary.
You know, he goes in there and I forget exactly what they said, but he's like, oh, he talks like a douche or something, you know, and like, this is the charge that's levied against him, and his lawyer is like, yeah, I don't like him either. And like, this is literally how bad it would have to decline for the situation that you're describing. And I'm telling you, a bunch of people probably thought 1984 was never going to happen, and here we are.
Thanks, Mike, for your call tonight, man. I appreciate the thoughts. The toll-free number is 855-453. Let's go to Chris. He's in Phoenix, Arizona. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys, and I'm wondering if you guys had a chance to look at Bill Montgomery's comments online.
Who?
Bill Montgomery?
Bill Montgomery in Phoenix, Arizona. He made a comment against a veteran who smokes pot.
He made a comment against a veteran who smokes pot?
Yeah, and it's on video. You can probably find it.
Who is Bill Montgomery? Yeah, we have no idea who you're talking about or what the situation is, so maybe you fill in the audience.
Okay, it's on the internet, but he says that anyone who smokes pot is an enemy of the state and of the Constitution.
Well, he may be right about the first part, in that the state considers them their enemy, but I don't know if smoking pot goes against the Constitution. Who is this guy? I'm sorry, Bill who?
Bill Montgomery. I don't know exactly his title, but
is he some kind of government agent? Some politician?
Yes, he's a politician, and the guy he spoke against is a veteran.
Well, I love how they go for the veterans, right? Like it's always let's trot out this person as a superior human being because they signed up to work for the government for 4 years and potentially catch bullets for politicians. If he's a pot smoker, he's not. Pot smoking is okay, or it's not. And Bill Montgomery is a scum sucker, whether this guy's a veteran or not.
Chris, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I don't know if he was listening to our show. I'm not convinced of that. He claimed he was listening to an AM station in Phoenix, and we're not on that station.
Pirate.
No, we're not on the station he cited, at least.
Oh, okay.
855-450-FREE. The station he cited is this station that wants to get money out of all the talk show hosts to get on their station, and we're not paying anybody for doing this show. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plan. Answer your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE is the number. 855-450-3733 is... The human race doomed? That's what Chris Cantwell was arguing for earlier. We can come back to that discussion here in a moment. Of course, also want to invite you over to ChristopherCantwell.com.
Yeah.
Where listeners will find what?
Oh, you'll find all sorts of stuff. I've got the top story there right now is titled A Culture of Resistance. And talks about that.
Something we don't have.
No, we certainly do not. And I sort of laid out this case where, like, if you look at the people who work for the government make up about 6.9% of the population. The people who,
is that all?
Yeah. In the United States, it's approximately 6.9% of the population. Now, that's a lot of people, don't get me wrong. But
that doesn't. No, you're talking about people who collect a direct paycheck, not those who are contractors for the government.
Right. We're talking about people who are government employees.
Okay.
Right. And yes, of course, there are a lot more people who are dependent on the state in any number of fashions.
Right.
But government employees make up about 6.9% of the population in the United States right now. And the people who are actually in the business of doing violence for the state, namely law enforcement and military, make up less than 0.6%.
It's about one for every 500 people, I think, is about the average out there.
Something to that effect. So the you know, it's a very small population of people who are actually in the business of doing the violence that the state requires in order to exist, right?
Correct.
And so I started talking about this from like an overthrow angle that you're talking about, okay, you know, what percentage of the people would be required to overthrow a government, and the answer is, you know, less than 0.6% if you want to outman the violent agents of the state. Now, I'm not advocating this that 0.6% of the population go overthrow the government. What I'm saying is that this should actually rightfully scare the hell out of people, okay? That
scare the hell out of the status?
It should scare the hell out of you and me, actually. So the fact of the matter is that I've talked about an overthrow of the government before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just say that the people who decide to overthrow the government are an anarchist, right?
Yep.
Like, you could literally have the society is like half a percentage point away from a communist dictator or Islamic Sharia law or whatever it is that scares the life out of you at home. That's literally the level of protection that your government provides you, that 0.6% of your population can overthrow your government with handguns, like with pistols. You don't even need superior weaponry and warfare, blah, blah, blah. Like, you literally outman them, you outgun them, you know, whatever. So that's something that should scare the life out of you, even if you're a diehard statist, right? And what I'm saying is that, like, you need a culture of resistance to tyranny, whatever the society it is that you want to live in, that people would not tolerate such a thing, that the people of the society would say, hey, I'm going to, you know, you're going to overthrow this government and then rule over me the same way this government has been ruling all over you and stepping all over your rights. You need a society that is ready to defend itself. And we don't have that. And that should scare the life out of everybody.
Yeah, I think we're starting to get a little bit of it in New Hampshire, though, where people regularly, let's say, take a criminal charge to court, take a traffic ticket to court. I think that's some level of resistance, at the very least, is to say, you know, I'm not going to do things the way you want me to. You want me to just, you know, cut a check to you, drop it in the envelope? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go to court. We're going to tie up the court system for a few hours on just one charge or whatever. Make sure the prosecuting attorney actually has to do work to get a conviction on a parking ticket.
Right.
And we're starting to see that happen more often. It happens a lot in Keene. We're starting to see some of it happen out in Manchester. The guys from the Rebel Love Show recently went to court and are planning on doing so again. So I think that we're starting to see that happen, especially since we don't have court costs here. As was pointed out earlier, there is a 24% penalty assessment, as it is called. So you can sort of call that court costs if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Virgil Viduva called in earlier tonight to talk about his sentence for doing panhandling, a civil disobedience act, $700 in court costs for that. You know, here a penalty assessment is 24% of whatever the fine is. So, like, if he'd been hit with a $150 fine, then, you know, the penalty assessment would have been you know, not very much. It would have been, 30-something bucks or something like that.
Yeah. So. You know, I that's certainly not what I'm getting at, because the process is the problem, right? Somebody, you know, if you live in a world where the idea of going along with their process is where we consider this to be resistance, and that's fundamentally part of the problem is sort of what I'm getting at, that's what counts as resistance in today's society. If you were to have a situation where the government of the United States or the government of New Hampshire was, you know, violently overthrown by some group, and that group just started imposing other rules on you, and people said, well, going along with what they impose on me,
I get what you're saying,
is fundamentally how I resist this process.
Yeah.
Well, then literally anything can be imposed on you, and that's a fundamentally dangerous thing. I mean, whether you're an anarchist or a libertarian, or whether you're a communist or a Democrat, that's something that should really scare the life out of you, that your society can literally be oppressed. Your society can be fundamentally ruled over in literally any fashion by less than half a percentage point of your population.
Well, the good news is that the resistance could become more overt in the situation you're describing, because whoever the overthrowers would be wouldn't have the same level of legitimacy as the people who have the system today.
Certainly.
So the reason why, so I think you make a good point, but the reason why going to court counts as resistance now is because we're still trying to work within this paradigm that people have, that to do more than that would be seen as illegitimate by those people that we want to persuade, hopefully, to come on board with our ideas.
Right.
But if there was this violent overthrow, then the idea of total non-cooperation would be more acceptable, and indeed the idea of violent resistance would become more acceptable.
Certainly.
As well, whereas those things right now are a little more difficult to engage in, although non-cooperation I still fully support in today's world. Let's go to David. He's in Charleston, West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Let's see. I know you all had said earlier, you know, you talked about people not being charged without a statute or a law backing up the charge. in most cases. I wanted to bring up the actual the federal income tax and how there's not really a law that that says that that's legal. And also our founding fathers are actually starkly against it. So I just wanted to hear your thoughts on that.
So fundamentally, what's going to happen if I've heard people say this, that there's no law that you have to that says you have to pay income tax. And there's all sorts of laws that say all sorts of things about income tax. And I am not sifting through them to try to figure this out. Fundamentally, if you are brought up on charges for not paying taxes, there will be a statute that they are accusing you of violating. Now, if they're misapplying the law, they're misapplying the law. But fundamentally, when you end up in that courtroom, they will say, judge, this, charge,
USC, title, this and that.
Exactly. So, you know, the Internal Revenue Code, blah, 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 and they were going to say exactly what code you're accused of violating. And if they're misapplying it, they're misapplying it. But fundamentally, they're gonna charge you with violating a statute or a regulation.
Gotcha.
David, okay. Other thoughts?
No, that's it. I just appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys.
That's what we
Thank
do.
You,
not a problem. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate that. 855-450-FREE.
I can say that Irwin Schiff sadly tried very hard to get out of jail for not paying income tax, tried to trot out all these things, and he's in prison right now. I believe Larkin Rose attempted the same thing. Whether there's a law or not, I'm not going to make that argument because I'm not interested in hunting it down, like anybody else. But I can tell you that they think that there's a law.
Aaron is on the line in Philadelphia via Skype. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hey, Mark, Ian, Chris. I was listening to the radio today on my commute to work. I work in Wilmington. And driving down into Delaware, I heard that the disc jockey had been mailed a speeding ticket that they got from tracking his cell phone for 7.5 miles where he was doing 10 over.
Whoa.
He had about 15 people call in after that, all telling their stories how they've been getting these speeding tickets along I-95 corridor, where they'll say he was doing 80 miles an hour.
You're positive it's the cell phone and not like the Easy Pass or something?
Yep, cell phone tracking. They said they're using Google Maps to navigate to work and
I have to see a link to this.
Yeah, I'm going to Google that.
Wow, that is pretty shocking. I can't say I'm too surprised that they would do that. It would seem to be a violation of your right to privacy, but maybe the cell phone companies are just letting them do it.
Time for a Faraday cage.
Yeah, there's more coming up here. Thanks, Aaron, for the heads up.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week, get stunning espresso, Hevea, 3/4-inch solid, pre-finished hardwood for just $2.99. Or natural strand bamboo for 41% less than our competitors. And 18-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. While my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, Ian here.
Cantwell.
And Mark.
Don't forget to check out Chris's website, ChristopherCantwell.com. Lots of great content there. And our website, of course, FreeTalkLive.com. If you support what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then please become an amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month, and then you get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only Facebook group. Chris Cantwell hangs out sometimes in that Facebook group. I've seen you post there.
When I'm not banned, which I presently am.
Banned from Facebook.
Again, yes. Yeah, not from you, of right. course. Not from the Amp group, but from Facebook.
For how long this time?
I got another 30-day.
Oh, man.
It's literally Facebook and me are like on again, on for a month, off for a month.
Jeez. I can put your alternate account in there.
Yeah. I think it already is, actually.
All right, cool. Yeah. If not, let me know, and I'll drop you in there. But anyway, go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can help us out by helping us market the show more effectively to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board, expand our satellite coverage. All of this can be done with more dollars. And thank you for everybody who's amped the show. And who is maybe considering amping the show, please go to amp.freetalklive.com, A-M-P, as in advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so we have determined that Aaron's call in the very end of the last segment, he was fooled this morning. And it was pretty shocking what he was saying. The disc jockey he was listening to as he was driving to work in Wilmington, Delaware, was claiming to have gotten a speeding ticket that was ostensibly mailed to his home because the police had GPS data that showed that, you know, he was at one point on the road at one point, and then a certain amount of time later he was at another point, and therefore they determined he was going 10 miles over the speeding limit, which could be done. I mean, this is certainly technically feasible, yeah. Which is why it was a believable prank. It was an April Fool's joke.
Wah, wah, wah.
We went, we looked up, he gave me the call letters of the station he was listening to. I searched for those call letters in speeding. I found the disc jockey, Spencer Graves, on Twitter, and earlier this morning the tweets went as follows. The earliest one referencing this is from Spencer. He says, "Nothing like getting a speeding ticket in the mail, ellipses." And then the next one after that, "I had no idea it was possible for the police to issue speeding tickets after seeing your speed for an excessive amount of miles through GPS. The next one, he claims he was on I-95 southbound, and then about 3 hours later from the 93.7 wake-up crew, Spencer Graves retweets from his own wake-up crew account, "Have a great April Fool's Day. Don't worry about your phone or the GPS." So definitely April Fool's prank, but totally believable. So a good prank is, you know, one that's plausible, right?
Right.
At least in this sort of prank scenario, that this could happen, right? Like if the police were able to team up with Verizon or something like that and download constantly the data from their cell phone towers, this could absolutely be done.
Right. There's a certain amount of data that's being pulled from your phone records now, and they say that you fundamentally have no right to privacy on that data. How long before they say that your exact location and travel rate of travel is, you know, part of that lack of privacy?
I'm not sure that municipalities and states would want to do that.
They would not. Yeah.
Here's why. They can currently, you know, fill their ranks full of police officers and. Any manager just wants more people underneath them, really, is what it comes down to, especially government bureaucrat-type managers. Well, police officers make marginally more money for the government than they cost. You know, they've got health, they've got dental, they've got all the things. They're probably, I don't know, $100,000 a piece, certainly in some districts. I'm not claiming they get paid that, although some do. I'm claiming that they cost that from an employer standpoint, including,
right.
You know.
And they ultimately generate revenue, which is a positive thing for them to have more of them.
But they generate that revenue. But a speed camera or this, you know, tracking cell phones or whatever, is going to generate significantly more. However, the government doesn't want that because people will actually start going the speed limit. If people start going the speed limit, they can no longer generate the money. This is what happens with the red light cameras. The government puts in the red light cameras to keep everybody safe, which is what everybody believes. And then as the revenue begins to diminish because nobody in town will run a red light anymore, then they start cranking down the length of the yellow light. And at that point, they're just, you know, nabbing anybody they can, and that's why they make the roads less safe, because people are then slamming their brakes on in order to avoid an $80 ticket or whatever, and people behind them are going bang, 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 and lining up, and this is causing accidents. This is how governments kill with their, you know, with their laws.
Yeah, I mean, even aside from the cell phone thing, like at least in New York, so with the Easy Pass, they have all up and down the Northern State Parkway and Long Island Expressway, they have these antennas, and what I found out is that those antennas are actually picking up your Easy Pass, and they are already monitoring your speed with that. So, like, you see these electronic signs on the highway that says, you know, this many minutes to this exit, and it's this many miles away. And what you will see is the electronic sign that tells you how long it's going to take you to get to that exit. It tells you that it's going to take you less time than the speed limit allows you to, right? Yeah. It's telling you that everybody is speeding. And so they already actually have access to this data.
That's
they
true.
Can start mailing people speeding tickets from the Easy Pass tomorrow. But if they did, then fundamentally, one, people are not going to use their Easy Pass.
Yeah, that thing's going to get hit with a hammer.
Right, and then people are actually, and I mean, if you did it with something that they couldn't get rid of, then they're going to drive the speed limit, and that's fundamentally going to be bad for the economy. There's going to be traffic jams. They don't actually want it.
Syphase adds on here. He says that he's seen this April Fool's joke before, so it's not even original to...
Well, he's a disc jockey.
93.7 Morning Zoo hack.
93.7 Wake Up Crew.
We don't do original stuff.
I bet his Twitter followers are fake.
But on a side note, he says this could be done without cooperation from the cell phone carriers, simply by tracking a phone's Wi-Fi/Bluetooth signal. So yeah, sit by the side of the road rather than using radar. Use the driver's own cell phone signal, be able to lock onto that, and then track that.
Yeah, I mean, if your Bluetooth would have to be made visible, and I don't know, it's a technical thing, but yeah, it's theoretically they could do a lot of different things if they really wanted to.
All right,
would it be worth it?
You can share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE. Chris Cantwell, let's go back briefly to the discussion we were having before, where you were arguing that the human race is doomed.
Yeah, so...
you're still here.
There are so many different things to this, and I don't know, maybe...
It's hard to really boil
Nathan,
it all down.
Nathan brought up so the thing that Molyneux has been talking about, and most of what Molyneux has been going into isn't in praise of religion, but he's gone on a more like conservative bent, right?
And he does seem like he's getting more conservative as time goes by.
Well, the thing is that when you start looking at some of the things that he's looking at, and I mean, I'm looking at this independently of Molyneux as well. I frequently disagree with Molyneux. I'm no Molyneux bot.
Okay.
But, you know, you look at what's going on with the stuff between the genders, okay? All this feminism craziness is being stirred up, and it's putting a lot of strain on the relationships. The divorce rates are through the roof. You know, there's no...
divorce is going down, isn't it, over time? I mean, like, over the course of the last decade.
My understanding is that more than 50% of marriages end in divorce.
Yeah, but there's a group of people that throw that number off. So when you're talking about one person that gets a divorce five times, they really screw up the numbers for the people that have not gotten divorced at all.
That's a fair assessment. But, you know, you can go into, and it's an interesting thing. He's got a video out, The Truth About Sex. And if you look at it, like, there are statistics that you could say, like, well, you're more likely to have this problem if this certain category, right?
Yeah.
If you've already been divorced, then it's more likely that your next marriage is going to fail and whatever, because you're fundamentally in a situation where you haven't addressed the problem that killed your first marriage, and now you're going into another one, and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
So that's a fair statistic. But it seems to me that people are fundamentally departed from reality. I mean, we just had a phone call with a guy who literally got arrested for raising money for charity. And if you talk, like, and this is just the daily grind, guys. I mean, the stuff that we talk about on this show every single day is now just become, and that's literally like a blip on the radio. Like, we do that, and then we go on to the next one, and the next one, and the next one. And this is just like normal.
It's
and
sick, yeah.
It's getting, everything that I see in front of me, it's getting worse, right? And I'm looking at where I think that the solution to this problem has to come from, which is the libertarian movement, that this is the answer to the problem. And fundamentally, I see the libertarian movement getting worse and worse and worse by the day. I hear people screaming about race and gender, and it's all this lefty liberal social value stuff, and it seems to me that those left liberal social values are in no small part the fundamental decay of the human society. And
well, part of the issue with, and obviously we're short on time here, but part of the issue with the libertarian movement is it's getting bigger, and of course, and that's a good thing, but with that problem comes, you know, these issues where people start disagreeing about things. I think the best thing you can do here, Chris, you know, if there's a word of advice I could share, and that is to be true to yourself and put yourself out there, which is what you're doing with ChristopherCampbell.com, and that way you will attract those to you who are most like you, and hopefully that will lead to better things.
I sure hope so, man.
That's because all we got, man.
Because this is being done in the name of growing the movement, just bringing in the left, and I feel like this is what's killing it.
We'll be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone.
stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.